Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think he's a good head coach. I wouldn't put him as great because I feel like a great coach takes good players and does great things with them. Mm-hmm. I think he has great players over there, and he hasn't done good things with them this year. The roster and the guys that he's had over there, I think they should have been a little further along. The more control or the more that he has to do with what goes on around there, I feel like the further the team is getting away from the goal of a Super Bowl. I feel like the more he gets like his people in place and the more he gets the people that he wants there, I feel like they're getting further away from the goal.
Benedict Harrison, Debo, James Harrison on Fox Sports. Mike Tomlin, good coach, not a great coach. Said, actually, the more control you give to Mike Tomlin, the worse things go for the Steelers, which, again, feeds right back into that Cowers players narrative. Chris, Ron Cook in today's Post-Gazette. Mike Tomlin should be extended, but with some help. Just going to read you a line from Ron's column. I still expect Rooney to extend him. I will applaud that decision. Historically, Steelers coaches get extensions with 2 years left on their contract. Mike Tomlin has 2 years left on his contract. Keeping with tradition, the Steelers would extend him this summer. Are you keen on the idea? Are you in favor of extending him this summer?
I'm keen on the idea of making Mike Tomlin actually sweat a little bit and prove that he's willing to be somebody who accepts change, accepts some help. If it's good enough for Bill Belichick, as Michael Lombardi told us earlier in the show, to have people helping him in the booth with replays, with challenges, with time management, it's certainly okay for Mike Tomlin. I want to see Mike Tomlin have to work for it a little bit again. Like, because when you give a guy an extension with 2 years remaining and you are so averse to changing coaches that people can actually say, traditionally, the Steelers do this. It's in keeping with custom. That suggests to me that if that person doesn't catastrophically screw up, they're going to get that extension. I know Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season. I know this year's 9-6-1 year broke a run of four straight double-digit winning seasons. But he needs to be on notice that things are not trending in a good direction. And that they are a team, a franchise, that realizes that its window for contention, at least as of right now, lasts as long as Ben Roethlisberger is under center, and that he needs to take more steps as the head coach to maximize that window, because right now he hasn't.
It would be an absolute disgrace if Tomlin got a contract extension this offseason. Coming off of one of the worst letdown seasons in Steelers history, having presided over one of the worst final six-game collapses we've seen in the last 25 years, with this collection of talent, to allow a team that was quarterbacked by a rookie surpass you in the division when you had a 2.5-game lead, it would be embarrassing to give that coach an extension and pretty much reward him for this year. Because that's what a raise and a contract extension is. It is a way that your employer tells you are doing a good job. You have earned this job well done. Keep it up. And I can't accept that. I can't do that because, well, this is the way we've been doing things for 50 years. We've had three coaches since the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, and we're not about to change the way we do things now. That's not good enough, Chris.
Think of how few changes, though, that they actually made. Munchak left of his own volition. They fired Joey Porter, which really stands now as obviously the seismic change of the bunch. They fired a guy in James Saxon that seemed to be curious at best and just a terrible firing at worst because he did a pretty good job with his group. And now, if they in fact give Mike Tomlin an extension, they'll be sending a signal from the owner's box that it's business as usual, that this was a hiccup season for the Steelers. This too shall pass. I'm tired of it, man.
I mean, Ron's point basically in this column is, if you don't extend him, it's going to be obvious to everybody on the outside that the Steelers are disappointed or are not pleased with the way that Tomlin has performed his duties.
So what?
That's fine. Would it make Tomlin coach and act differently? Possibly. And you know what? I'm good with that.
Wait, why is it bad if people on the outside know that they're unhappy with him? God, he's taken broadsides this entire back half of the season when they went into the toilet. Everybody knows. James Harrison can't wait for his next chance to go on in front of a camera and talk trash about him.
Ron did not explicitly say this, but I'm reading between the lines. He's implying that if Tomlin is, in theory, a lame duck coach because they didn't extend him, it would probably be even easier for players to walk all over him because they know that Tomlin is actually in trouble and might not be the Steelers coach in perpetuity.
I would say that...
And that's a stretch for me.
I would say that it's very easy for players to walk all over him right now because he hasn't had to change the way he does things. If he came in there with a little desperation and a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling because he didn't get that extension, and he came in trying to breathe as much fire as he could, or just be different, just have a renewed focus and a renewed sense of purpose, and an I'm not going to be the guy that actually gets canned here, maybe that would help things.
If the Steelers extend Tomlin, it would be akin to when the Penguins got embarrassed by the Flyers in the first round of the playoffs and gave Bielsma an extension, and they tried to convince everyone that this was their guy and things were fine. And then the next year they came back, got swept by the Bruins, and didn't lead in that series for a single second. Not one solitary moment in that series. You can't, and I'm afraid the Steelers might do this. They double down on Tomlin because they believe in him and he's their guy and they're indignant about it. And we're going to figure this out because we always have in the past. That's our tradition. That's our history. This is just a bump in the road. It's a little turbulence on a long flight. And our hand-picked successor to Bill Cowher, who's already won a Super Bowl, will lead us back to the promised land.
I mean, doesn't that really strike you as what this is? Is more conservative behavior, if they do it, by a franchise that we have both roundly criticized for seemingly being asleep at the switch, right? Sean Surrett, not to connect this to Tomlin, it's two different things. It's a position coach now. How does he get his job when Mike Munchak leaves? Well, you're next in line. They seem to be very convinced. And there's some value in the idea of sticking with things that you think work because they've worked for a long time, even if they're going through a rough patch. But if you get caught and get it wrong, and that guy has a lot of years left on his contract, and things aren't actually turning in a better direction, you suddenly become the Cincinnati Bengals with Marvin Lewis, afraid to fire a guy who's never going to get you out of the rut that he's in, even if that rut has a bunch of playoff
and
seasons.
So even this, the way Ron describes it in his column, you extend him and you also put somebody on the staff that handles challenges and replays and things of that nature. I'm not giving Mike Tomlin more job security first. I'm putting the coach on the staff, and then I'll see how it goes with Tomlin next year. I'm not saying, hey, Mike, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is you're making $6 million now. We're going to bump you up to $8 next year. The bad news is somebody's going to have to help you out with replay. He hasn't earned that, in my opinion, where it's...
No, you just foist this on him right now and say, deal with it. And guess what? Go 14-2 next year, and your replay is much sharper. And
that will give you
a big
extension.
And then you are better about time management, and your guys fall in line. And the defense that you are very much an integral part of, and maybe the integral part of from a coaching standpoint, is better. Then here's $8 million in extension. Job well done. Especially if the team maybe goes to the conference finals or beyond, where they should be most every year. If the Patriots are having their swan song right now, the Steelers still have the ability to step in and be the team that combats the Chiefs for a couple of seasons, because that's the way it looks like it's going in this conference. But no, I'm with you. I'm not giving him the raise and also saying, oh, by the way, here's this.
This would be an absolute awful offseason if two of the major moves that happen are your offensive line coach leaves, your head coach gets an extension. And hey, do I believe that, well, you rid the Steelers of Antonio Brown and all of a sudden all of Mike Tomlin's shortcomings, weaknesses, and faults go away? No, I don't. And I hope they're not naive enough or delusional enough to think that, well, Brown is the real problem. If he's gone, Mike Tomlin is going to show up as a new coach with a new lease on life, and he's going to buckle down. He's going to button them up, and they're
not going to do anything of the sort, because the quarterback still is going to be talking on a radio show that we like to hear him say things on because they're provocative. And the quarterback's going to say stuff like, if they're 5-0 maybe, hey, Pounce wanted to go a little lighter in practice, but coach had us really getting after it. Because that happened. Remember that? 4-1. Hey, are we practicing the right way? He's not going to rein in guys that are already out of the pen here. Whether it's AB or it's Ben or it's Bud Dupree on social media or any of that stuff.
Ron Cook in today's Post-Gazette. Ron is very clued in, dialed in, has been around the Steelers for a long time. I don't think he would mind me saying that. He writes this: I still expect Art Rooney to extend Mike Tomlin this offseason. And Rod editorializes and says, I will applaud that decision. How would a Mike Tomlin contract extension coming off of this dud of a season sit with you? How would you react to it? What would be your opinion? What would be your thoughts, your feelings on a contract extension for Mike Tomlin?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.